Today we're going to be saying on the Sugi of Brachos. Tomorrow we're going to skip to the Mishnah and Aftes, the famous Mishnah, and spend until the end of the Zman of Mitzvah Shem to learn the very hard Sugis of Sfeikus. Without question, a thousand times harder than anything we've seen till now. And here it stops being Chalamoyed Sugis and it goes into some real Sugis, not to Mizalz or anything else, but that has been on vacation till now. The Aftes and Aftes are very, very difficult, which are Shas Sugis, which are complicated all over, Sfeikus and Sfeikus, and some of which they vade. As we're going to see B'Shvat Tov and Mutzlach starting tomorrow. To end off the Sugya Brachos, I want to say two things, hopefully we'll have time for both of them. First of all, in the Rambam Vaisdeis over here we're going to use the Rambam as a mefarish of the Sugya. The Rambam Vaisdeis learned the entire Sugya upside down from beginning to end. My hi, what's up, is? Zok the Rambam that as we started to speak on Thursday, Rambam brings on three klalim. He says that be'etzem you should say le, except in three cases we don't say. That's by milo, where you're not the one who's been suffering. That's by places of rishus like shechita, where you don't have to shecht. And that's in places like Lulav, we already did a mitzvah already. Three places where we say al. Vektoran, Akasha, yes, you see the Ran today. Vektoran, Akasha, al the Rambam. Why bring down these three ukimtas? Haloi? Those three ukimtas were only according to Man Yomah, who paskins that we say le. If you paskins that you say le, la bo mashma, so why in those three cases do we say al, which is mafair? So what's over there? A, B, C, I can't say le. But if we pass in halacha, we say al biyur chametz, which the Gemara says means lahaba. So there's no kasha for any of these places. Al is okay, mila, lula, everything's fine. You don't have to come with all types of tevutim. It's beseder. As I affect the Ran on the Rambam, that the Rambam is shalei like the maskan of the Gemara. The Gemara made these ukimtas only because there was a man there holds le. And if you hold le, so then what do you do with al mila? What do you do with al lula? The Gemara says all types of tevutim. This teretz, that teretz, al shechita. The minute we pass it, they say al. We hold this al biyachametz, and the Gemara said the reason why al biyachametz is because it's also okay. So it could be good. It could be good. You don't have to come on to all these times of kimtes, all these times of terutzim. As a fact, the Ran, the kasha of the Ran and the Rambam. What's going on over here? So the emphasis is, as I already said on Thursday, that the Rambam learned the Gemara differently. The Gemara never passed it that you say al. The Rambam built the sugya. The answer is that the Rambam never paskin that we say al. We paskin hilchos al biyachametz. Says the Rambam, not because al means lahaba. Says the Rambam hoshtiko teira, because by bidikas chametz also, every bidikas chametz you already started the mitzvah already. Because when a guy decides he's going to go do bidika, liktoch and then he's going to do bittel also, because a bidik toch shir batel. So in every bidika is included some sort of bittel. Mainly started the beer already. So the reason why we say al is not because of what the Gemara said, that al is lahaba. If I care, but because somebody say al, because it's like you did the bidika somewhat already. As I stay in the Ramah, you did the bittul already, you started the beer, you're middle of the mitzvah already. Atkan divrei Ramam. So Ramam's what she tells me. By the way, tomorrow thinks that who argues on this, by the way? Do you see who argues on this? Rashi. And the Gemara says, Hilchos al bir chametz, says Rashi, and now there's no kasha for Mila. Rashi says, now that you're passing in al bir chametz, there's no kasha for mila anymore, says Rashi. Why not? Because if you're passing in al bir chametz, then you're passing that al also means labo. So mila is fine. Mila, you say al mila, and it means labo. Everything is good. You don't have to come on to all types of the rutsum that you're not the one who's meshuvah, mechuyev, and all that. So Rashi says this. Rashi says that once you pass in al bir, that means al means labo, like the Gemara said. So then all the kashas come off. Rashi is the one who says all the kashas come off. Rashi says there's no kasha for mila anymore. But the Rambam Lashit also learned that the Gemara said al bir chametz is not because al means lahaba. Fakir, that's why you should say le. Just the reason why you do al bir chametz is because you already did the mitzvah already. That means that Gemara, when the Gemara said al bir chametz, is sticking with the man d'amol le. No, you're sticking with man d'amol le. So it's a kasha from mila, it's a kasha from lulav, it's a kasha from shechita. You have to come on to all the terutzim. That's the setup of the Rambam. So the Rambam Lashit also. Not Lashit also, it's the Rambam Pshat. Kibbalt the Rambam holds that the maskana we paskin al is not because al means lahavo. Correct? The reason why we paskin al is because you already did the mitzvah already. What that means is that b'etzim you should say le. And why are you saying al? Because I did the b'dik already. B'chodesh dekazach. So now it comes back shver. So why by lulup do you say al? And why by milu do you say al? And why by you have to have a private reason in every place? Correct? The pele is that's the pshat. That's about the emes pshat in the Rambam. That means we have a machlekes Rambam and Rashi. Rashi says we paskin al bir chometz because al means lahaba, and now there's no kasha from mila anymore. And the Rambam says we paskin al bir chometz because I can't say le because you already did the beer already. You started to do the beer. You didn't do it yet. We started to do the beer. Meila, if you belt, the reason why I say al is not because al means lahaba, but because you started to do the beer, so now there's a kasha. That means normally you should say le. Even the maskana. What about lulav? What about mila? What about shchita? That's the hamadas apshara, the suga, a world war between the Rambam and Rashi, we'll call it, and the Ran. What's the maskana of albir chametz? Why? The Rashi learns because the Gemara learned that albir is lava, everything's fine. And the Rambam learns, no, the Gemara knows it's not lava. Really, you should say le. So there's a local reason why you say albir chametz, because you're ready after the beginning of the mitzvah of the beer. Effects of the kasha. What about shchita? What about mila? What about lulav? That's the Hamodas HaDvorim Emes La'amitoi in the Pshat of the Gemara. The catastrophe is, it's against the Gemara. It's very nice. However, the Gemara says that the reason why the Madiyama holds you say Albir is why? Because L'Habo HaMashma. That's how the Gemara went down the Machlekes, right? Madiyama made Kor HaMashma. It says Al-Habo HaMashma. And this is the Pella, Otsam on the Sugya. This is the big mystery on the Sugya. How could the Rambam say that the reason why we paskin Albir Chametz is because al means after, but you already did the beer already, because every included in every bedikah is the beginning of the beer process. The Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says the man Yomu holds al, it's because al is lahavo. But the Rambam says the Gemara, that's a bunch of pella. That means the Rambam, Rav Asher always used to say, it sure means he probably still says, but I'm talking about when I was here, 40 years ago, he always used to say that when you see a Zah Rambam, you have to learn how to be Musa. First of all, you have to the Rambam means what the Rambam said. And then you have to fit it back into the Sugya. That's the Seder HaDvarim. So first of all, in the Pshat and the Rambam himself ignoring the Sugya, we have a whole shtickle Torah. The Rambam says that we paskin al, not because al means lahaba, al is al because you already did the beer. That means be'etzem you should say le. That means in the psak of al bir chometz, it doesn't say that al is the right thing. Le is the right thing. Because al means after you did the bir chometz. Then it's very shvesa, why by mila, and why by shchita, why by lul. The Rambam says what he says. The problem is that the Pshat, emes lamito in the Rambam, it's not the shittos. The Rambam says this. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara says that Kipligi Baal Bir Masov and Mekor Masov Al Haba. What's the difference? So why would say Al Bir? Because Al is Al Haba. The Rambam says not like that. Don't have Pella Mamish. It's against the Gemara first. So let's go weiter step by step. The answer is the Rambam obviously learned that somewhere in the Gemara the Pshat and Al switched. We'll go slowly. Obviously, the Rambam learned that somewhere in the Gemara there was a mapecha. The Gemara originally thought that the reason why we say al bir chametz is because al means lahaba. And obviously, somewhere in the Gemara, by the time we got to the end of the Gemara, something switched. And al doesn't mean lahaba. The reason why we do al bir chametz is a different reason. As in Muslim Zorgan, that means the Rambam learned that when the Gemara said vehilchus al bir chametz, it was not for the reason that the Gemara originally said. I mean, first of all, that's not what I'm saying. That the Rambam says before. The Gemara says in the beginning that the reason why we say al bir chametz is because it means lahaba, and the Rambam says the reason why we say al bir chametz is because you already did the mitzvah. So that's against the before Gemara. It means the Rambam obviously learned that something switched in the Gemara. The Gemara originally learned that the reason why we say al is because al means lahaba, and maskana no, le means lahaba. So why do we say al for a new reason? The question is, what forced the Rambam to say that? What switched in the Gemara that the Rambam dropped off the Havamina? So I took a step forward. I said that the Gemara, which says that Al means Lahaba, is a Havamina. The question is, what forced you to change? I didn't notice anything in the Gemara that forced you to change. That's the Pella also in the Rav Sinigra. The Rav Sinigra taught us like this, a massive shtickel Torah that's based on Mundus and Cheshbon, and it takes us mamish to the heart of the Sugya, Va'azbir as Dvorai. First of all, before the Lumbus, another step in Pshat. What forced the Rambam to change his mind? What forced the Rambam to learn that the Gemara has to be a new reason? I'll tell you what happened. The Gemara is the Kasha from Lulav. And the Gemara said that by Lulav you're Yates already. The Gemara is the Kasha said, what happened by Lulav? The Gemara said, you're Yates. And by Lulav, we say what? The philosophy is Al. So the Rambam learned that from the fact that a guy was Yetzer Lulav already, and you say Al, so Al obviously means what? Al obviously means what? Mafreya. So the Rambam had a kasha, I'm going to say a Murdik of Ord, which is Emes Amitai. The Rambam knew that the Gemara's psak at the end of the day was not because Al means the future. Why not? Because we said that by Lulav, when you pick up the Lulav, you Yetzer, and you say Al, so Al obviously means what? The past. If it means the past, how can you say Al Bir Chametz the future? What are you going to tell me? Rashi answers the kasha. What does Rashi say? Help us Al Bir Chametz. What does Rashi say? Rashi answers this kasha. Rashi says you could say Al Bir Lulav on the past, and you could say Al Bir Chametz on the future. What does Rashi say? He says one word. What's the word Rashi says? What? Nami. Rashi says Al Bir Chametz because it means also the future. As they stated Rashi black and white. Rashi says Nami. Rashi says Al could be the future, Al could be the past. Al could be the future, Al could be the past. Like Tosfos says, by the man named Lulav. So Rashi says Mefurish. What's Rashi saying Nami for? Because he just said that by Lulav you say Al is on the past. So how can you pass an Al Bir Chametz? Tosfos says Rashi is not befuddled. Rashi says it means both. It could be the past, it could be the future. So by Lulav we can't say Le because of what it called. So Kedi Gemara we have Luchos, so we pass an Al that it's going in the future. Nami. Sometimes it could be also in the past, but also it's on the future. So we say Al Bir Chametz. Why we picked Al of Olamit? That's not our business right now. The Rambam argued right here. The Rambam said, if you just finish saying that you're Yetzer Lulav and you say Al, so Al means the past. Excuse me, so how can you go ahead and say now Al on Bir Chametz? What do you tell me? It could be the future, it could be the past. Rambam held not like that. Rambam says it's either or, it can't be both. Right here is where the Rambam learned the Gemara was Chazer. I'm saying big Torah over here. First of all, Cheshbon Apshat, then the big Lomdus. And here's the Kasha. The Rambam clearly learns that the Gemara Lamaskana switched a new reason why we say Al Bir Chametz. We don't say Al Bir Chametz because what the Gemara says because it means Labba. The Rambam says a different reason. And because he says it's a different reason, that means he held that Betzim, you should have said Leh. And there's a reason why we say Al is because you did a Mitzvah. The Rambam got himself in the big hot water. What about Mila? What about Shechita? What about Lulav? You have to come on and say big Torah. That we know. That's the setup. The question is, why did he learn that the Gemara switched? So I'm saying he had a riot that the Gemara switched. The Gemara originally said that the reason why you say Al is because Al means Labba. The minute the Gemara got to Lulav and the Gemara said you are Yetzer by Lulav already, the Gemara knew that Al means Lashavar. So when the Gemara said Vehilchusa, the Gemara Paskin Al, it can't be because it means Labba. You just said by Lulav it works and Lulav is a Shavar. Elamai, the answer is that Al is a different reason why we say Bir Chametz. So the Rambam had a mucker that by Bir Chametz, the reason why we say Al is not because of the reason that the Gemara said, because the Gemara's reason collapsed. The minute we arrived at Lulav where we said that you say Al in the past, so it means the past. What's obvious, Kasha? So why does he argue under Rashi? Rashi said Nami. It could be both. It could be the past. It could be the future. Here we arrived at the central machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam Shat in the Sugya. Why did the Gemara say Al Bir Chametz? Says Rashi, it means the future. La'bo mashmo. You just said a second ago it means the past. Nami. It could be the future. It could be the past. It could be both. Not a stira. The Rambam held not like that. The Rambam held that it was very nice that Al could mean La'bo until we got to Lulav. When we got to Lulav, where the Gemara said Al means the Sha'ava because by Lulav you were Yates already, the ball game's over. Then you can't do Al by Bir Chametz. Why are you doing Al? You're saying a lashon of the past. The answer is a new reason because Bir Chametz is also in the past because we're Yetzer already. We have a funny machlekes between the Rambam and Rashi whether or not the word Al could be both Lamaskana. Rashi learns that it could be both Nami, it could be past, it could be future. By Lulav, it's the past. By Bir Chametz, it's the future. Says Rashi, by Mila, there's no Kasha anymore. Mila is the future. You hear the Cheshbon? It could be past by Lulav. It could be the future by where? By Bir Chametz. And Mila is not sure because Mila is the future. But the Rambam not like that. The Rambam held that the minute that we pass into Lulav, your Yates already, and you say Al, so the ball game's over. So Al means the best. What look at everything. He said, yes, the Kasha for Mila. He says, Mila is the reason because you're not Mitzvah. He says, yes, the Kasha for Mila. And as if he says it means the future. I'll explain everything soon. Yes, good. We'll get to it in a second. So the Rambam had a mocker that the pshat that the Gemara said of why you say Al Bir Chametz is not true. Because it means the past. If it means the past, it can't mean the future. The question is, what's the machlekes? The balbata shemachlekes, or the one word can mean two things? Doesn't have a time. I'm going to say tifa right now. What's the problem, Michael? No, but there's no argument on the fact that you were Yetzer Lulav already. Once the Gemara said that you were Yetzer the Lulav already, and that is no machlekes. You realize that? There's almost like this on the fact that you were Yetzer the Lulav. The minute that the Gemara asked the Kasha about Lulav on the Lulav guy, and the Gemara entered, you were Yetzer already, that got everybody into hot water. Because once you're Yetzer, you're Yetzer. And Michael's asking a question which I was hoping nobody would ask. In fact, Michael, the Gemara's only going with Mandel Mordzalev. The answer is, it's true. The Gemara asked the Kasha for Lulav on the one who holds live, but the Gemara said a fact. And once you pick up your Lulav, you're Yetzer already. So then that fact that you are Yetzer, there's no machlekes between the Mandyam of Le and the Mandyam of Al. Once the Gemara said this chiddush that Balul of Kishag ben Ofkale, so we have a problem. How do you say Al at anybody? The answer is because Al means a mafeya. So then there's a kasha. How does it work with Bir Chometz? And that's why the Rambam came up with a whole new pshat by Bir Chometz, why Al works. That's the mapecha. You hear what I'm saying? There's no reason to go make a machlekes of whether the Chag ben Ofkale. You have a machlekes in the Lashon. But if the Gemara was machadish that Balul of your Yetzer already, and that was the takana, there's no machlekes on that. Memela comes out of kasha, so why do you say Al by Bir Chometz? By Bidika, Haloy Al means the past. That was the kasha. Okay, anyway. It was a man Yama Al, but not because of what the Gemara said, because of a new reason, because Bir Chometz, you did already. I don't know who the word everybody is. The Rambam Paskins that we say Le, and the Mandyamu who said Al Bir Chometz was not because Al Bir Chometz means Lahaba, it's for a new reason, because you already did the Chia Bir. There is a machlekes.
Where's the machlekes then? Everybody holds that Al is
no, you can ask the other way around. What does the other one argue on? Why do you say Livar? That's the thing you have to argue on. Yeah. Same, that's what you're asking. That's the difference. I didn't know what the machlekes was. 1 second. Well, yes, that is a mistake. I want to know why we paskin Al. If all over we say Le, and Al means La Ashava, so why are you paskin Al by Bidikos Chometz? The Gemara said the reason is because La Bo. The Rambam says a different reason. The answer is the Rambam learned that the Gemara was Chayzer. The minute that the Gemara said Balulav Yur Yates and you say Al, so Al means the past. So why by Bidikos Chometz do we say Al? Because by Bidikos Chometz also the past. Anup Shat. The question is, why can't it mean both? Why can't it mean both? Both those episodes. Why can't it mean both? Let it be both. Let it be past, let it be future. The Bezeno explained like this, Dabba Noyer Mamish, which is, I believe, the MS of Shah Adam. Shatazi. Listen carefully. I asked you to see today a Meiri. Today was a big day for the sender guys. A Rambam and a Meiri. For some reason, you guys like the Meiri. You're like, oh. Right? It's one of the Rishonim. It's one of the Rishonim. Correct. So is the Rambam. But anyway, the sender guys have a relationship, a yachas, what they call, with the Miri and the Rambam. They're hooked on it. So I want to do some a few Eden today. Except with the Miri. The Miri over here, that I asked you to see today, turns the sugya inside out, upside down. And he says, Dvorim Neroim. Zok the Miri, the brachas of Al and Le, the shayla is not, does it mean past and future? The Miri changes the whole Gemara. Miri says a mavel tikalom de shemaisa, and in light of what the Miri says, I'll explain everything. Miri says there are two types of brachas that a person makes. Brachas and mitzvahs. There's one type of bracha that a person makes, and that is you make a bracha on the asiya pratis that I'm doing now. I make a bracha on the action that I'm doing now. That's lit. Baruch atah Hashem. To do it. To do the action that I'm doing now. So the bracha is going on the pu'ula that you're doing now. On this specific pu'ula. That's one thing. Mitzad sheni. Al is not to do a specific action. Al is on the mitzvah b'klol yusa. Al is on the mitzvah. Al is on the mitzvah. Al! Achilas matzah. Al! Mila. Al! Two different things. Le is a brach now, by the way. In Hilchos Brachas, which one's a better bracha to make? Stop. One's a general bracha, Al gave me a mitzvah. And one is Le to do this pu'ula. Which one's a better bracha, Agam in general? Stop. Avad is better to do a specific bracha. We have a klal Hilchos Brachas, the more specific the bracha is, the better it is, the more chashuv it is. The more general it is, the less chashuv. Hail shots like this, watch. The machlekes is not meikaro lahaba. I want to drop a bomb. When the Gemara says he holds meikaro, he holds lahaba. It doesn't mean past and future. Lahaba means you're making it on the ma'isa that you're going to do. And meikara means you're not making it on the ma'aseh yiddu, you're making it on the klal ha-mitzvah. I repeat. The shayla of lahabo, or klal, or meikara, is not a balbatish shayla. What does the word le mean for the future, and the word al means the mafreya? That's not what it means. I'll explain soon, barachava. It's a philosophical shayla. Are you making a bracha lahabo on the action that you're doing? The word lahabo is a code name for the action that you're doing, for this specific ma'isa, I'm thanking the Eibishter. And the meikara means, I'm not doing on this particular ma'isa. Meikara means I'm making on the klal mitzvah in general. Atkan Divri HaMeiri, who takes this Gemara and raises it to a completely different level, a completely different place. Not about the shadow what the word al means. It means past or present. Al means on the mitzvah, and li means on the action. I want to show you a Dover Nifla, which the Miri himself read the Royce, but I'm going to be marchav on it. One man, the Yoma, says he's supposed to say le. Why? Because le is labo. Le is on the maisa. It's a better bracha. Why is labo better? It's a better bracha. Le is a specific zak. It's a bracha on the action that I'm going to do. I'm not just saying stam klal mitzvahs. On this action, this pu'ula that I'm going to do, it's a bracha. That's nifla moed. That's moed. Man Yoma al holds labo. Al's also on the mitzvah. The other one holds no, al's meikar, al's in the general. So the Gemara brought out at the beginning that the reason why the Man Yoma holds al is because al means for the future. What's the future mean? Future doesn't mean future. Future means it's on this specific pool. Slowly. That means everybody agrees that there's two types of brachas. You can make a bracha on the klal, you can make a bracha on the prat. Just Man Yoma, who said you could say al, holds it. He agrees that it's better to make specifically on the prat, the kasach. Just he holds that al is also labo, al is also on the mice, al, what I'm going to do, it's fine. You don't have to say look. First of all, I want to say, Dover Nifla Lamita Shal Torah. This klal explains the three terutzim of the Gemara, watch. Rule number one, Mila. You're not the one mitzvah. So if you're not the one mitzvah, listen to a tiefkeit. If you're not the one mitzvah, so then the word is you can't make the bracha on the pu'ula. The pu'ula is not a mice mitzvah for you. You make a bracha on the general mitzvah. That's nifla moed. That's not the Pashem Shah and the Gemara, by the way. The Pashem Shah and the Gemara is, you're not the one mitzvah. So you can't say, Leah, we're going to go be the Evid and say, Al could be the Evid, I have no choice. What's the Pashem Shah and the Gemara with Mila? I'm not the one mitzvah, so I can't say Leah, because Leah is mashma, I'm mitzvah. So I'd be the Evid, I say, Al, fictitious Akasha on top. What do you mean? You're a liar. You're not a liar. I'm saying a different shah completely. The shah is that you're not the one mitzvah, so you can't make a bracha on the maisa. Make a bracha on the klal. That's nifla moed. Terrence number two, shchita. Shchita, you can't make a bracha on the pu'ula, because you're not mitzvah to do a shchita. It's a rishos. So you make a bracha on the klal of mitzvah shchita. Nifla moed. Lulav. You can't make a bracha on what? On the mitzvah, because you did it already. So what's the bracha you make? You make a bracha on the klal. That's mamash nifla moed lamita shel Torah. That all three klalim that the Gemara says fit with the Miri. By the way, that's not the Pashut Shah. What Pashut Shah the Gemara is that when I'm not mitzvah, I can't say the word le, so I have to go choke myself and say a lashon of lesha aver hagam, I have no choice, right? Or by the case of Rishos, I can't say le, so I say a lashon of lesha aver. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that there are two types of brachas. There's a bracha on the protiestik of maisa mitzvah, and there's a bracha on the klal ha mitzvah. A guy who's not commanded doesn't make on the pula. A guy who's Rishos does not command it. A guy who did it already can't make a bracha on the pula. So you make a bracha on the klal. That's Niflum word, Lamita Shotar. Hey, Bazei, listen to what I'm going to say now. So the Gemara gets the Kasha number three by Lulav. Frektimor, why do you say Al by Lulav? Watch what I'm going to say now. Why do you say Al by Lulav? It's better to say Le. Le is more specific. Says the Gemara, you hates already. If you yates already, you can't do a specific thing. That was ingrained. So why making a bracha Al by Lulav? You are yates already. You're yates already. You can't make a bracha on the specific zach. The answer is that Al means what? Al is on the kolius of the zach. Right there, the Gemara died. Watch what I'm going to say now, Tifa Lomtis. The minute the Gemara said you are yates by Lulav, you're yates by Lulav. So why are you making Al? You are yates already. The answer is you can't make a bracha on the specific maisa when you are yates already. So it has to be that al means what? Al means what? On the klal, not the prat. Once al means on the klal and not on the prat, so broke out a catastrophe. So why do you say al bir chometz? What are you going to tell me? It means for the future. What do you mean? You know, you could play this game that it means both. And there's a shadow of past and there's a shadow of future. So you could play a double game. You could say, it could mean the past, it could mean the future. If the two brachas are not past and future, but the two brachas are two different types of brachas, they can't mean two things. Make up your mind. The bracha is a bracha on the klal, or is a bracha on the prat. On that, the Rambam held that there's no way you can dance the two chasinis and tell me that you say al on lulav, which is a bracha on the klal. So why are you saying al bir chametz? What are you going to tell me? It means the future. What do you mean it means the future? You can tell me that it means the future if the issue was past or future. So I can say it means both things. It can mean the past, I did it, and it could be I'm going to do it. But if the word of al, why you say al by lulav, is because it's not a past and future game. The word is that by you say al by lulav because about you, it's a lulav, the bracha is on the past. The bracha is on the klal, not on the prat. So then the bull game's over. I get the al b'yur chametz and I have a gemara. What do you say al b'yur chametz for? Make a better bracha. Make a bracha on the mitzvah. Make a bracha on the pu'ula. Make a bracha on the action. What do you tell me? It could be two things. How can it be two things? Does al mean on the klal of mitzvah or al mean on the pu'ula? That can't be two things. When you're talking about I did it or I'm going to do it, the word al could be two things. I did it and I'm going to do it. That I understand. That's nami. But if the topic is it a bracha on the klal or is it a bracha on the prat, how could it be two things? Either it's a bracha on the klal or it's a bracha on the action. It's two different contexts, by the way. It's not just, I did it, I'm going to do it. It's two different brachas. One's a bracha shvach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah. And then there's another bracha on the specific action that I'm doing. The minute that by lulav you were yaitz already, and we say al, so obviously the bracha, the word al doesn't mean on the pool. The word al means on the general. Once it means on the general, so the Rama had a catastrophe. So why do you say al by bir chametz? Why do you tell me? Because it can mean this, it can mean that. What do you mean this, it can mean that? Why are you saying al? You're going to do the bir chametz now. You're doing a specific action. Make a better bracha. What do you tell me? Sometimes it means this. It can't mean sometimes this, sometimes that. Either it's a bracha, what's the bracha on? Not whether it means I did it or I'm going to do it. If the issue is I did it, I'm going to do it. So it could be both. I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it. But the minute that you tell me that one bracha is on the klal of the mitzvah and the other bracha is on the maisa mitzvah, it can't be both. Mela the Rambam had a raya that was a total collapse of the Gemara. What was the collapse of the Gemara? When the Gemara originally said that you do al because al is lahabon mashma, the Gemara meant to say that al is not on the klal, al is on the prat. Al is also lahabon. Al also is going on the maisa that I'm going to do. Says the Gemara, that's very nice. But the minute we got to lulav, and by lulav we found out that you were yaitz already. You were yaitz already, so what are you making a bracha al? Ah, because the bracha is not on the action. The bracha is on the klal. So how can you say in the next line, al b'yur chametz? The answer is, al b'yur chametz is because I was yaitz already also. And that's where the bracha is on the past. That's niflo moed amita shotar. That's Maridik.
Why was Rabbi one from Lulav not the first to get so?
Where's the reality? Bila,
everybody agrees that it's something that shouldn't say beyond
because it's connected. So by Bila, it's not a hechos, but that svara is right. The only svara that you could, first you could theoretically say it. I think you're quoting Mir Rav Asher who said it like that, correct? What? He said like I said from Lulav. Because other years he said like you that the Gemara. That's why I stress the kasha from Lulav. Yeah. Because the other two are arguable. They're not. It's just, if you yaitz, you yaitz. There's no argument of that. But in the case of shechita, okay, it's a reshus. Maybe yeah, maybe no. I want a shecht. I want to eat. The case of mila, who says that it's a svaro? It's a long mizvach. Who says? Maybe you have a chuyev kaisvul. Chayiv and mila. Over here, something to talk about. You yaitz a little bit already. That's why I picked this one because it's not negotiable. Mela hayaitz midvareinu. The Rambam arguing Rashi. He held it can't be before and after. It can't be. Because there's no machlekes of before and after. Machlekes is the bracha on the mitzvah. The bracha is on the pu'ula. The minute we are lulav, we learned that the word al means on the mitzvah. So then it can't be on the pu'ula anymore. So how can you say al? Let be your chometz. Say a better bracha. You can't say it's either or. It's a different bracha. Mele the Rambam came up with a new reason. That avada you should say le. Just by be your chometz. You're yaitz already. If you're yaitz already, so then you have to back the kasha. Why about the other three? And the Rambam brings on all the terus. That's niflo moed lamita shaltar. I'm making faces, Jeremy.
Why doesn't the Rambam learn like Rashi from the beginning?
It learns like the Miri from the beginning. Why did the Miri learn the way the Miri learned from the beginning? He doesn't hold to this Rashi. What do you mean before and after? Who cares? Why should Al be more mashma? That's why the Miri learned that the chilik of Al and Le is not before and after. It's a chilik in Al or Le. The chilik is like making a bracha on the mitzvah, making a bracha to do the mitzvah. He didn't learn this whole thing to begin with. He heard what does it mean past and future?
What's the Raya from the second?
What Pesukim?
There.
That's Niflum Amar Lamita Shal Torah. So we have a huge machlekes over here. What the sugi is about? Is there a Gemara sukkah in the back? Can I tell somebody to be asking me? No, I need a good one. One day was Zach, which I was in Spore when I was a Bacher. I saw this. We heard it from a Bacher, I don't remember anymore. I'm getting old. A long time ago. But anyway, the belt brings this down. One day was up in Niflum Amish. The end of this part of the sugya, we're not finished yet. You all know, I mean, you all don't know, that there's a famous tesis in Sukkah Daf Mudalam in the days. Why should you know it? Why shouldn't you know it? You learn Sukkah, you learn different parakim, and you know. But anyway, we'll talk about that a different time. What we spoke about in the past and it didn't help, both of Emes Lamitai. The tesis in Mudalam in the days speaks about a very, very fascinating shaila. There's a famous brisker rav about this. I wrote a whole country song, but I lost all my notes. What? What did you say? No, you can't find them. They're lost. Yeah? Why are you shaking your head about it, Bryce? You feel sorry for me? You should. No, you don't have to worry about everyone. Stop the Klai Yisrael thing. You should feel sorry for me. What do I got to give it to everybody? I worked hard on this, okay? I lost my notes. No, I didn't leave it in the graveyard, and like everyone else is going to leave their notes behind after the Osman and the Gemara. So leave the Gemara behind, the notes behind, go to the graveyard in the Machsan, there's thousands of farm with notes from a whole, from 2 years of notes, when people used to stay for 2 years before they ran off to get married. 2 years of notes, yeah? Anyway, I lost the coincidence. I have two big tsar in my life. One is this figure that I lost, and on the second day of Yivamis, I left it one somewhere, and somebody wants to take it. I hope somebody's using it for good purpose. If you can read my handwriting. Listen carefully. There's no bigger tsar in the world than to lose notes on us. Are you here? What? You lost in COVID? What did you lose? Huh? My shirm. That's a disaster. What are you going to say over when you come back at you? You listen to tapes. Listen to tapes. That's the SO. We know he lost his name, and hopefully he'll find them. If you see like an Arab driving an e-bike somewhere in East Jerusalem, learning his notes on Sochem, that's the Dashti's bike. Alamda Shaganov. Listen carefully. He doesn't need the bike, he needs the notes. He's Mevato on the bike. It's not important to him, it's Elam Haz, it's only a prosdo. You listen carefully, correct? I didn't hear what he said. And not masking. Omen. He didn't say it. Yeah. The motorbike's more important than his notes. Listen carefully. Nah. Listen carefully. The Moritz Kamais over here, Tosis over here, discusses whether a person makes a bracha on a minig. I'll try to make a bracha on a minig. We're not talking about a minig there. His grandfather, what he called, went to the Kaiser for 40 days. I'm not talking about those types of an organ. I'm talking about a real minig Nevi'im. The classic example over here in the Gemara of Sukkah that Mudalma Beis is clapping Hoshanas, and Hoshanas in general. The Gemara says minig Nevi'im, and there's a long place over here. Do you make a bracha on it or not? This is, by the way, told in the famous Biskarov and Sefer. Do you make a bracha on, or we lay Megillah, on Yom Tovim, Koheleh, Shir Ashirim, Esther is a, Megillah's Esther is a Tachanas Rabbanon. The other two are Minhagim. And the question is, do we make a bracha? We make a bracha on it. The whole Talmud is connected to this Tosfos over here, and Tosfos in Brachos Kiyatua. Tosfos over here says, you don't make a bracha on what he called. So Tosfos asks, but there is a time that we make a bracha on what he called. Isn't this nicer? We make a bracha on, Minig. What's the case? So they says, the second day of Yontif, that we keep Yontif Sheni, is a Minig. Because Betim today, we know that it's not. The Gemara says in Beitza, that it's a Minig. Fractoises, Gemara says in Beit Datal, Yontif Sheni Eina Ela Minig Baalma. Fractoises Akasha. So how can you make Kiddush? Yeah? How can you make Kiddush? Listen to Akasha. How can you make Kiddush on Yontif Sheni? You don't make a bracha. on a minig, in Yom Tov Sheni, says the Gemara Beitz, it's a minig, Masolvi. And for Tosis, in Kiddush, you don't say Vitzivanu, and the Balti, you don't say Vitzivanu, it's okay, Masolvi. Yeah, Meisner, you don't make a bracha on minig. And how can you make Kiddush on the second day of Yom Tov, the second day of Yom Tov, Yom Tov Sheni, Shagoli is, he's saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, you're making Kiddush, and Kiddush is what? It's Vitzivanu, yeah? It's not Vitzivanu, you know that line? What? You have to go through it? Yeah. You don't trust Tosis, by the way? Yeah, you don't say Vitzivanu, you don't say Vitzivanu, so you can make it on a minute, it's okay. One second. What's Shver? Effectively, Kiveger, famous Kasha. The Rani asks it also. What's Shver on that? The second night of Pesach, we make Asher Kishon Mitzvah Vitzivanu, Al Achilas Matzah, effectively, Kiveger. You call welcome Yerkshire, Achilas Matzah, Achilas Moro. We say Asher Kishon Mitzvah Vitzivanu, Al Achilas Matzah. It's the second day. Second Seder. And that's Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. As effectively, Kiveger. Kiveger lives over here with a kasha, as if I could be kiveger. One second. Yeah, interesting kasha. Taisis says that on a minig you don't make a bracha. In fact, Taisis, how on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius? That's why by Arobas you don't make a bracha. In fact, Taisis, how do you make a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius? Says Taisis, Kiddush, you don't say Mitzivanu, so it's not a problem. In fact, it'd be kiveger, but there are other things on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius, which is a minig, that we say Mitzivanu. Matzah and more. One second. Yeah, Kasha? Emperor Toysus, Emperor Bikiveger, listen to Bikiveger's Tarot here. Magdalma Bey is the Gillian Hashas, on the page. Zakhtev, Ulai, isn't that every word? Ulai of Bikiveger. Ulai Yesh Lachalik Be Nusach Brocho Beloshin Lasois, Ube Nusach Beloshin Al. Halle, we make Alachilas Matzah. We make Alachilas Morah. Yeah, Meisa? He says, maybe there's a market in Machalik. What does he mean to say? What he means to say is that when you say Al, then the whole discussion of Tosis making a bracha on a minig is not a problem. Why not? But Kiveger doesn't say, what's the difference between Al and Leh? L'chayr Leh is Me'iri, we have Pshat. Because when you're making an Al, you're not making on the Pu'ula. You're not saying Vitzivanu on the Pu'ula. You're saying Vitzivanu on the general mitzvah, Achilas Matzah, that you can do. But you can't say Vitzivanu on the... You can't say Vitzivanu on the Maisa. So if you would have said Le, that would be a problem because the Maisa itself is a minik. If I'm making a bracha not on the actual Maisa, but I'm making a bracha on the clothes of the mitzvah, of matzah and moro, then I could say Vitzivanu. And that's what Tosis Rabbi Kiveger says at Teretz to answer his own kasha on Tosis over there. At Kan Rabbi Kiveger, who learns a very stark mokra to this Meiri, who learns a new chilek between Al and Le, that the chilek is not before and after. Those, if you learn Al Gemara literally, the Al is before and Le is what he calls. So Rabbi Kiveger makes sense. What's the difference? He said Al, he said Le. He said Vitzivanu. The answer is that when he's saying Al, you're not talking about the Maisa, he's talking about the general mitzvah. One second. Okay. Correct. His vice versa would have meant that you're asking a good kasha. No, you're asking a good kasha. But why by Kiddush is no lesson of lit? That's what you meant to ask. That's all over here. I'm saying over here, Vegas starts on the kasha. Vegas arrived at the Miri. What you're asking is a good order. I want to end off the Sugya Brachas with a Dover Nifla Admoid. So one part is of the Sugya is the rules of Al and Le and the Psak Lahaloch Lamaisa. Why do we say Al Birchavitz? There's another topic that we mentioned on Thursday, which I want to go over again, and it's on the sheets that I brought you. Listen carefully. The Rambam Paskins, I'm saying Dover Nifla Mamish. The Rambam Paskins, Lalocha, in Perkid Av, Halocha Hei Vav and Zayin, that a person who did a mitzvah, but didn't make a bracha, he can't make a bracha afterwards. Atkan. A person who missed the boat, right, and he can't make a bracha afterwards. Slowly. That's what Rambam Paskins. So there's a din, and after Rabbi Kiveger I brought down on the sheet here, listen to me outside, I'm not saying it inside, you'll see it by yourselves. The din is in your day, assuming your test of Kotten Gimel, listen to Amor Dekashayla Halacha. A guy had a behemoth that he was about to shecht, and there was a suffix that the behemoth is a trefa. I repeat, a guy was about to shecht a behemoth, and there was a suffix that the behemoth is a trefa. Now on the tzad that the behemoth is a trefa, you can't make a bracha, because the shechit is possible. So what do you do? Says the Ramah. If you have a behemoth as a suffix trefa, and you don't know whether or not the bracha, don't make a bracha, obviously. You shecht the animal without a bracha. You check the animal, you baidik the animal, you see that it's kosher, then you make a bracha. That's what the Ramah Paskins. The Ramah Paskins that a guy who had an animal that was a suffix trefa, but you can't make a bracha because maybe it's treif, you shecht it without a bracha, you check. Says the Shach, over there, Zivkon Gimel, says the Shach, the Heilige Shach, says the Shach, that din could stem even with the Rambam. Even the Rambam who holds that what? That you can't make, that if you don't make before, you can make afterwards. But he'll agree that over here you're allowed. Why? Why over here would the Rambam agree that even though you didn't make before, you can make afterwards? Because you couldn't make before. Why couldn't you make before? Why couldn't you make before? It was a suffix trefa. So over here it's done to what? Over here the Shach learned that it's done to what? It's done to tefillah. When you can't make it before, you make it afterwards. At kam, the Shach, the way Rabbi Kivega understood him. I repeat. The Shach says that even the Rambam who holds it, if you don't make a bracha before and you cannot make it afterwards, he'll agree that over here you could. Because Allah, the Rambam agrees that that you don't make before and you can't make it afterwards is only when you couldn't make it. When you could have made it, over here you couldn't have made it. Because it was a trefa. I'm not like, I went to a Rav, the Rav said, don't make the bracha. So then, the fact that I didn't make it, it's not called I missed the exit, and I can make it afterwards, just like tefillah. Says Rabbi Kivega, one second, slowly. Chaz v'shalom, says Rabbi Kivega. Chaz v'shalom, says Rabbi Kivega. They're worlds apart. By tefillah, the reason why you're allowed to make afterwards, says Rabbi Kivega, quote, is because the original takana of tefillah was to make it afterwards. Because tefillah, you can never make beforehand. About tefillah you can never make beforehand. The takana of tefillah was, make the bracha afterwards. That was the tzura of the takana of bracha on tefillah. It's about over there. About that was the takana. You can make it afterwards. Abba Zakir B'Kiveger, and the B'Kiveger printed out for you. In the case of Shechita, Halle, the takana of Shechita was beforehand. You grabbed that a local mess up over here because it's a Zafik Trefa. If you missed the boat, you missed the boat. I think Zakir B'Kiveger that this din doesn't stim with the Rambam, but the B'Kiveger adds on almost cynically that anyway the Rambam brings this from the Arzurua. And the Arzurua is the one who holds it. If you make a bracha before, you can make a bracha afterwards. He says, what's the Shach talking about? The Shach says that the Rambam will agree over here that you can make a bracha afterwards. Chas v'shalom. The only place where you can make a bracha afterwards is by tefillah where you can't make the bracha beforehand. So then the takana to begin with was to make the bracha afterwards, so then you can make it afterwards. In a place where the takana was to make it before, that you had a local mess up because it was a suffix trefa, if you missed the exit, you missed the exit. As Zakir from B'Kiveger. The Shach argued, the Shach said no. The Shach said that the Rambam holds you can't make it afterwards only if you didn't have a reason. But if you had a reason not to make it, Hagam, that Rabbi Kivega is right. Halle, the Takon of Shechita was before, not afterwards. Generally, Shechita could make it beforehand. So I want to tie in a Dover Niflo, Lamita Shalter, just to end the Sugi with a Geshmakazach. I brought you a Gemara in Brochus. On top of the page, where the Gemara says something very strange. The Gemara over there says, what happens if a guy eats? Here, learn the Gemara inside together, if you don't mind. Says the Gemara, look inside the Gemara, here, non alpha, med alpha. Boy, me name Rav Chista, the Esther Shalaf Rav Chista, Misha Ochel Vishasa, Vole Biruch. A guy ate, did he make a broch? Maoshi Yazzi, Vroch, Omol, Misha Ochel Shum, Verech, and Nadiv, Yazzi, Vyech, Shum, Acha, Kadeshi, Erech, and Nadiv. A guy ate garlic. And he has an unpleasant odor, so you'll eat more garlic. Meaning to say, just because you made a mistake before and you're going to fight to do a mistake, you have to make a bracha. The Murmur Zariah. The Tanya, top of Allah, I'm about to say. So you see that if you can't make the bracha before, that's really make it afterwards. So the Murmur Zushtel from Birchas HaMitzvahs of Tefillah to where? To eating. Just like by Tefillah, you make a bracha after the Tefillah because you could make before. So too by eating, if you didn't make the bracha before, you make it afterwards. Says the Murmur Zariah, Chas HaShalom, also make her a gavel the chazi. By tefillah, the guy couldn't make a bracha beforehand. Over here, the guy was chazi. He could have made the bracha beforehand, and he didn't. So he's off. You can't bring a raya from tefillah to eating, because by tefillah, the guy wasn't ready for it. But over here, the guy was ready for it. Watch what I'm going to say now. Rabbi Kivega learned that the pshat in this Gemara is that by tefillah, if about the guy is not royu, is to begin with the takana was after the mitzvah. By tefillah, about the guy wasn't royu, the takana was after the mitzvah. But everywhere else, like by eating, the takana was beforehand. You missed it, you missed it. You missed the takana, the ball game's over. So we can make a lump shot in this Gemara. This Gemara is a landmark Gemara. The Gemara compares not making a bracha before eating to not making a bracha before mitzvah. The Gemara says you can't compare because by tefillah you couldn't make the bracha beforehand. And by eating you could have. So we can make a learn that what the Gemara meant to say was that by tefillah the original takana was make the bracha afterwards. But by food the original takana was to make it beforehand. How can you compare the two things? That's one way of learning the Gemara. Lefi that, what would be by shechita when I had a sofik trefa? What did I say? Lefizeh, when I have a Suffolk trefa, what will be the din? You missed the boat. Too bad. The takana was before, and grad, you had a local event where you couldn't make the boat, but too bad. Look in the Rashi over here on the side. Hasam Ekar Kachazi, Lechazi, the right feels which I'm carrying about the carrying also the brachas and divrei Torah. Look at this. V'dichui meikara lav dichui. Ahohai meikara ischazi v'kivon digomer itchi. Ahohai v'itchi itchi. What does this mean? Meikara kadochi and not meikara kadochi. You all know that these terms of nira v'nitche v'nitche meikara are terms from Kachem. In Kachem there's a din that a korban that was once royu and then it got nitcha, nira v'nitcha, the ball game's over. Dichui meikara, what happens if an animal, to begin with, from the beginning of its career, was dachi, and then it got better, that's okay. Says Rashi applies kachem terminology. By the tefillah, it was dachui meikara. By the tefillah, to begin with, you weren't in the ball game. So if you become roi afterwards, that's okay. By the food, you were nira, Venitche, you were in the picture and then you got pushed out. When you're in the picture and you get pushed out, then you can't go back in. And by the way, that's a rule in Kachem. And Rashi applies this rule to Birchas HaMitzvos. Now you'll agree with me that from the lengthiness of Rashi, Rashi doesn't say like Rikivei Gertertu Balbatash. Or here, Takana was before, but Takana was afterwards. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says that by food, where you were nearer to make the bracha and you didn't, then you get slipped away. By tefillah, where you were never royu, so there we don't say you're Nitche. So according to Rashi, why by food can't I make the bracha afterwards? Not because the takana was before and I missed the takana. It's because you were near revenue. This is the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, over here is meikara ichazi, fikiva negama itchi. You were raw, you and you got pushed away. Why does Rashi say simple? You missed the takana was before, not afterwards. Mashaken over here, the takana was afterwards. Rashi says, no, the maila of tefillah is because meikara kadir. To begin with, you were nitcher. That's the part. The part is the takana was after. Here, the takana was before. State in Rashi that the reason why you can't do a bracha after the mitzvah is not because the takana was before, not afterwards. You can't do the bracha after the mitzvah because you were nearer, you were ready to make the bracha, and you didn't. You got stripped away. You got stripped away, the ballgame's over. That's Niflamoid. What will be the din lefizeh in the case of the Suffolk Trefa? What will be the lefizeh in the case of the Suffolk Trefa? Oh, that's the shadow. What will be the case of Suffolk Trefa? What will be the case in the Suffolk Trefa? Is that called Nitra Meikara? Or that's called that was Roy? I think that's the shadow. If the reason why tefillah you can make afterwards because the takana was afterwards, that's the only reason why you can make afterwards, because the takana was to make afterwards, so all the other cases you can't make afterwards. I don't care whether you're roy or not. But if the reason why by tefillah you're allowed to make afterwards, not because that was the tzuras of the takana, just you were never nitche because you were dichu meikara, to begin with you weren't roy, and that's why all over you can't make afterwards, because you were near every nitche, you were pushed out. Won't be in a case where I can't make a bracha because of suffolk trefus. Interesting shayla. Is that called nitcha? Is that called dichui meikara, that to begin with I can't make the bracha because of the local circumstances? It's interesting. If you look in the lashon of the Rambam that I brought you on Thursday, anybody have it? Thank you. To first Rambam. Rambam says in Halacha Zayin from Thursday sheet, "Ein lecha mitzvah shemavarchin achas as el tefila." Why? "Bepnei shaya dochui meikaroi." There was a vekeshtup to begin with. The lashon of Rashi. You see the lashon of the end of the Rashi in Halacha Zayin. The Rambam doesn't say because the takana was after, not before. He says over here you didn't lose the bracha because you're dochui meikaroi. That's very gishmak. Lefizeh, it could be that in the case of the Rambam, that's the pshat on the shach. The Shach holds that Ibalta couldn't make the bracha before because it's a Suffolk Trefa. Maybe that's called Dochi Meikara, that to begin with does never roy or not. Tomorrow, like I said, we're going to start the Mishnah B'Shal Tov Matzach Daftes. You have to come prepared and work hard and come tomorrow on time. It's a very, very hard Mishnah. One of the hard Mishnahs in Shas, believe it or not.